Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
This Wednesday, around 500 students from across the Kenai Peninsula will roll up their sleeves to help protect one of Alaska's most cherished waterways during the 10th annual Kenai River Spring Cleanup. Organized by the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, the event brings together youth from Sterling Elementary, Kaleidoscope School of Arts and Science, Mountain View Elementary, and Kenai Schools, along with students from several homeschool groups in the Soldotna area. The cleanup focuses on several public access points along the Kenai River, high-traffic fishing spots that often accumulate debris during the year. Students will collect everything from discarded fishing lines to old tires, helping preserve the habitat for salmon and other species vital to the river's ecosystem. Since the program began in 2014, nearly 4,000 students have removed more than 19,000 pounds of trash, reinforcing the event's role not just in conservation, but in environmental education.
We want to make sure that these kids understand where our baby salmon live. You know, this is their backyard. This is their playground. And so by having them come to the public access sites along the Kenai, they're able to help take care of it, help take care of the river.
That was Shannon Martin, executive director of CRISA. She emphasized that instilling stewardship values in young Alaskans is a core part of CRISA's mission. Students participating in the cleanup will be equipped with life preservers, gloves, sharps containers, and trash bags to ensure safety while they work. For more information, to get involved, or for educators wishing to register their classes, contact CRISA at 907-262-8588. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Kenai family tragically lost their home Saturday afternoon after a fast-moving fire tore through a two-story residence on Barabara Drive off of Beaver Loop Road. Kenai Fire Chief Jay Teague says crews were dispatched just before 4 p.m. and arrived to find heavy flames and smoke coming from both floors of the home.
Our crews arrived on scene to a two-story single-family residence with heavy fire and smoke on both floors of the structure.
The fire also spread into the grass near the home, threatening nearby trees. Thankfully, firefighters did act quickly to stop the flames from spreading further, then worked defensively to protect vehicles and nearby structures. With the second floor collapsing, it was too dangerous for crews to go inside. The home was a total loss, no injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire remains unknown. Findings of three new species of ancient fish are being released. The report was published by the Papers in Paleontology Journal, which named the three fish from the Cretaceous period. The director of the University of Alaska Museum of the North says one species is the oldest salmonid in fossil record. Two new species of pike and the oldest record of the group that includes carp and minnows were also mentioned in the journal release. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
The Alaska House rejected the Senate's version of the state budget, setting up a conference committee to reconcile differences in House Bills 53 and 55. The Senate's budget, which is about $1.5 billion less than Governor Dunleavy's proposal, includes a smaller permanent fund dividend and cuts to education, prisons, and road maintenance. The House had favored a larger PFD and more spending. Lawmakers expressed mixed reactions, with some supporting the Senate's leaner, more balanced plan and others opposing its deep cuts. Dunleavy has called for a sustainable fiscal plan and cautioned against excessive spending amid falling oil revenues. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.